Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for being here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with a new friend, Angie Morgan, is here. Angie is the co-author of a book called Spark, How to Lead Yourself and Others to Great Success. She served her nation as an officer in the Marine Corps, which we appreciate her for that very much. Angie, thanks again for being here. We're talking about leadership. Seven of the areas that you cover in the book, we talked about character. If you don't have character, how could you have this second one, credibility?
Credibility. And now those two things go hand in hand. And I'd like to say, too, that as a classic rock appreciator, that was Dire Straits.
There you go. Good job.
Thank you. I feel like I'm more on Name That Tune versus
That works around here.
Credibility, character and credibility go hand in hand. You can't be an influential, inspirational leader without both. You know, think about it. Think about somebody that you've worked with in the past. Perhaps they had really great character. Like, you know, they lived their values. They were just an overall good person, but they didn't really do their job. They weren't really credible. And, you know, you could only trust them so much. Again, good person, but, you know, you may not want to work with them because they weren't, you know, credible within their area of expertise or didn't follow through or didn't honor their commitments. Likewise, think about people who you've worked with who are just exceptional performers, but they didn't have character. It was results at all costs. My first job out of the Marine Corps, I was working in pharmaceutical sales, and it was during a time when we were given just extraordinary budgets to wine and dine physicians. So this was early 2000s. And I saw just a lot of, you know, unsavory, borderline, if not unethical behavior.
Right.
And it was really concerning to me, especially coming out of the Marine Corps where
things were buttoned up, weren't they?
Yeah, and when we talked about cheating and honoring your commitment.
Right.
Those things.
I completely agree with you. And of course, you can't be a leader, in my opinion. And you guys say this in your book, and if you don't have accountability, for one thing, how do you know how you're doing, right?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting with all the concepts that we talk about. We break them down into action steps, too. Like with accountability, you know, everybody wants it. And sometimes you're just not demonstrating it. And that's the reality. So how do you demonstrate it, or how do you at least start with the awareness that you're not being accountable to your challenges? Every problem, every solution, you may not have caused directly, but if you're close enough to it, you may have contributed to it. So how are you able as a leader to see it, to be able to recognize that there is indeed a challenge? Own it like you would own anything else that you have, and more importantly, take action to improve upon it. You know, I have some colleagues and some friends in the past, too, that are completely aware of their shortcomings, but choose not to do anything about it. That's not leading yourself.
Well, that's not growing. I mean, I don't even understand that. I don't even understand how you live with your life like that. One of the things in here on your list of things that are traits of a leader is something I'd like for you to talk about as a woman, as a leader. You talk about confidence. You know, I often say that men usually have more confidence. They act more confident than they can justify, and women often act less confident than they can justify.
Yeah, it's a really interesting trait. And so the funny thing about confidence is, first and foremost, it's not a skill. It's an emotion, which helps you understand why it can waver. And, you know, through being an executive coach and working closely with, you know, adult professionals, I think men and women both struggle with confidence and insecurities and, you know, concerns about their ability to meet expectations, yet how that manifests often seems to be very different. We've heard the classic, you know, if there's a job description, an opening for a really high-powered position, a man will, you know, bolster his resume, throw a resume in the hat, and a woman will question whether or not she has the skills.
Even though she might be more qualified than he.
More qualified. Mm-hmm, exactly. And so perhaps with men it's, you know, expressed in overconfidence, and women it's hesitation or less assertiveness, but you know, I think
we have to be honest. People are drawn to confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And lady, this is a reason I wanted to speak to this. I'm always encouraging the ladies, find a way to gain more confidence in yourself. You probably can justify it.
Exactly. And, you know, confidence is, by, you know, its definition, it's your belief in your ability to handle the challenge at task. It's really, again, that mental game. And we present four confidence-building skills. And what I find most interesting about women leaders who I talk with anecdotally is that a lot of us struggle with the first one. It's being able to experience our success.
Mm-hmm.
And the downfall is when you don't experience your success, and I say experience, it's being able to take a moment, self-congratulate yourself for the things that you do,
right.
Recognize how you contributed to the outcome. Because if you don't do that, you find yourselves in positions of prominence and you believe that your success isn't real.
And raise your confidence level a notch because of it.
Yes, exactly. You need that confidence. I mean, you need that. Everybody needs those, you know, Stuart Smalley moments.
ladies, I'm saying that to you. Raise your confidence level because of the success that you've got. And if you've just survived another year, another month, then that's a success notch you should, and a confidence notch you should raise. What do you think, Angie, quickly?
I think you can find those confidence-building moments. Like, if I can get my kids out the door in the morning without an argument, I'm going to say, whatever it takes.
I need a website again, Angie.
Leadstar.us.
The book is called Spark. Angie Morgan, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Hey, I appreciate being here.
We enjoyed having you. Good job. We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. 29 after. I'll be right back. Remember my
life. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.